Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Victoria will be down in a minute.
Say no more. But you do watch it sometimes, do you?
I quite often catch the omnibus.
It's Christmas Eve, the 24th of December 2015, and I'm in my office in Hull, doing what I like best at Christmas, which is listening to Radio 4 and Radio 4 Extra. I've just been reflecting on my year of podcasts, and I've put a few clips together. There's nothing especially significant about the clips. The one thing that is important is that they all are absolutely in the order in which they were recorded. One or two things I'd like to have found, like the call to prayer in Qatar and some other specific sounds that I picked up on the way, and my lesson for next year's podcasting, which will begin on the 2nd of January 2016 when I go to Oman, is to label each clip more carefully, especially the interesting ones. Anyway, here's just some reflections from the times I've had overseas in the Middle East, Europe, the Far East and Australia, and one or two reflections, lots of travel noises, and one or two clips of me teaching. Thanks for listening to my podcast this year, and I look forward to catching you up with my travels in 2016. Well, I'm at Hull Station. It's freezing cold. A little bit worried. There seem to be one or two delays of trains. I know there's snow out in the middle of the country, just the very bit I've got to go through, but my train seems to be here. Although there seems to be some confusion too. Some people are getting off, and some people are getting on. Some people are getting off because they're telling us not to board, and other people are just getting on anyway, so I'm not exactly sure what to do. Anyway, I think I'll board and take my chances.
Voitte käyttää matkapuhelinta sekä muita mobiililaitteita koko lennon ajan edellyttäen, että lentotila on nyt kytketty päälle. Muiden elektronisten laitteiden, kuten kannettavien tietokoneiden, virta on oltava katkaistuna lentoon nähden ja laskeutumisen ajan.
Doors are just closing, we're nearly ready to go, ahead of schedule. That's going to help us actually because we've got a fairly strong headwind that's impeding our progress towards London today. We get a flight time 2 hours 45 minutes. Good flying conditions, clear skies over our route, and London, there's a possibility of the odd wintry shower just throughout the morning. Current temperature's minus 1 degrees. But at the moment, a very pleasant morning.
Anyway, so it's a pleasure to hand over to Roger, who's going to lead the day.
Thank you, Richard. That was a good enough introduction for me. Can you hear me at the back? That's good. I don't like microphones either. I'm really pleased to be here. It's the first time I've been in Qatar, although I know Bahrain, Oman, Saudi and Dubai quite well. First time to be here, so it's very nice to be here.
Well, a bit of a bad start to this morning. I set the alarm to the wrong time. I just wasn't feeling very well at all last night. I was a bit confused, and I set it for a couple of hours too late, so I've slept in. But I'm only 5 minutes behind time for my driver, but of course, in the meantime, I had a text about it and a phone call about it. But I'm on the way now. Horrendous. So what I intended to do was to have a break and change that bit there, but I'm really sorry about that. So you spotted the first mistake. Yeah. Throw that man out. Right. I ventured out of my hotel, took my life in my hands and crossed the road in front of the hotel. It was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Well, I take it all back about Chinese driving. That was the worst experience of my life. I had an Arabic driver this morning. It's Thursday, the 22nd of January 2015. This is my last working day in Doha. I go home tomorrow after giving a workshop all day today and
possibly a reception at the British Embassy tonight. We'll see if that takes place. I'd be quite happy if it didn't, to be frank. I'd quite like to get back to my hotel after these busy days and just do what I want to do and have a rest. So we'll see. My driver should be here in about 15 minutes. I'll probably get a text to tell me that he's arrived, even if I'm outside anyway, and then prepare myself for a hair-raising journey down to the Hamad Medical Corporation. Well, true to form, everything's not going smoothly. 15 minutes into my wait for my driver, who still hasn't turned up, I'm going to take a taxi. Whether they know where I'm actually going or not will be another matter. I've got no money to pay for it. Somebody's going to meet me at the other end to pay for it. Let's see how that goes. Meantime, I'm still waiting for the taxi.
I was a head nurse in a surgical ward in a hospital that no longer exists in the United Kingdom. It now is houses. It was knocked down and sold for residential property. Roger was a student nurse. But he was a very unusual student nurse because he was already had a PhD. And Roger, unusually in nursing, is a proper scientist first. Because his PhD was in biomed science, is
it all?
Biochemistry. And he did what in the UK at that time you had to do was four assessments as students. And one of them was run the ward. And so Roger ran the ward for the day, and I was his assessor. And he was very canny as a student nurse, a very good student nurse. And in fact, our consultants, our medics, referred to him throughout the day as doctor, didn't they? Mr. Gillespie would go, Dr. Watson, even though he's a third year student nurse. And we had a very unfortunate death of a patient, but someone who was not for resuscitation. So, another student nurse had been looking after this gentleman who died and was very distressed. And Roger, in charge of the ward, used his delegation skills to the utmost. What he did was he said, sister, as the most experienced nurse on the ward, can you deal with the death? And I'll look after the student nurse. And he took her off to coffee, and I had to sort out everything. Now, to me, that's the sign of a good manager. And so, of course, he passed. And he went on straight into research.
Yes,
with Professor Rose McGrow. But we met each other over a number of years. In fact, worked together on a research grant to do with competency and cancer nurses. And but Roger's career has gone like this. He's been Dean of School at the University of Sheffield, which then was one of the best schools of nursing in the UK. And now he's at the University of Hull, where he's already had a little visit to. But probably what Roger's known most for is publication. He's a prolific writer himself. He's very organised and writes every day, if I recollect. And he's not one of those that cogitates or deliberates or puts it on the back burner and say, I will come to it. He's someone who does it and delivers, which is really what writing is all about. And he is editor of probably the most prestigious nursing journal internationally across the world, the Journal of Advanced Nursing. He's also a global traveller, and he seems to spend more time on planes, but still is highly productive. Which I think is a great art, because I go into a place on a plane, which is films and food and dozing, but he can still produce. So maybe
that.
That's part of the art that we need to think about. But he's here all day. I think we're going to be moving the timetable around a little bit, and you'll have your first break sort of 9, 9:30.
If you do, grab another drink. It'll be okay. But enjoy the evening, and do take the opportunity to talk to other people you haven't met before, and in particular, quiz my embassy colleagues, British Council colleagues, on how they can work with you to develop collaborations, partnerships with our Qatari colleagues. And I think the future is bright for Britain's health professionals and research professionals here in Qatar. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry I've been a bit long, kept you away from the bar, but do enjoy the evening, and I hope it's productive for you all. Thank you very much.
That was podcast gold there. I probably shouldn't have done that, but that was His Excellency, the British Ambassador, addressing us on the garden of the British Embassy residence in Doha in Qatar.
Well, that noise was the expatriate community living it up in the bar at the Grand Hyatt. This is Thursday night, but that's like Friday night in the UK because the weekend here begins on a Friday. It's the 1st of February 2015 and I'm in my office at home in Hull contemplating my itinerary over the next 3 weeks. Tonight I go down to London Heathrow Airport, spend the night there, and then in the morning I fly to Hong Kong and on to Taiwan, to Taipei. I'm spending a week in Taipei, based around the East Asian Forum of Nursing Scholars Conference at National Taiwan University. This forum's known as EFONS, and this is the 18th EFONS conference, and I'm giving a keynote on global issues facing nursing. I'm also giving another shorter presentation on disseminating research through publication, and a talk to students at National Taiwan University on recent issues and publishing in nursing. And then at the end of the week, I give a talk to the local Sigma Theta Tau chapter on nursing research in the 21st century. After my week there, where I'll also catch up with old friends, I'll go to Hong Kong for a week, meet up with Mark Hayter from Hull. There we've got visiting professor duties at Hong Kong Polytechnic University, where we teach on a Master of Nursing course. We'll also catch up with old friends there, do some socialising. And then, after that, I come back to the UK briefly, but I stay in London, and all being well, I then go to Genova in the north of Italy for a week there, where I work with local colleagues there teaching on a postgraduate course. I intend to catch you up and keep you up to date with this journey and to do some things differently from my recent set of podcasts from Qatar. The first thing is to have a bit more of a lively presentation style. I was told that my style was rather droll by one of my listeners, so I hope I can overcome that. I have overcome one thing, which was a dreadful cold that I had when I was in Qatar. Still slightly affecting me, but I'm feeling much better now, so that should help. Also, I want to include other people in the podcast if I can persuade them to speak to me while I'm at the conference, especially in Taiwan. So we'll see how that goes. That's the end of another day in Taipei. There's been a tragic accident here today. A plane taking off from the domestic airport, that's Songshan Airport, which I've flown from many times down to Hualien, seems to have lost power. It was a propeller plane, or a jet prop plane, and it came down, clipped a bridge, and ended up in a river. And there's spectacular footage on social media and on the website, because the taxis here are equipped with cameras facing forward to record accidents, and it was all filmed. The death toll at the moment is 23 people. There are something like 58 people on the plane. I think the death toll might be rising, because as far as I can see online, the rescue efforts are still continuing. Absolutely terrible. Doing so much flying, it really does make you think. It's Thursday the 5th of February 2015. It's my second oldest daughter Lucy's birthday today. I've been for a run at 6:30 this morning in the pouring rain. It's not cold, but it was very wet. And I've never seen people running around a running track before with umbrellas, but I saw that this morning. So I'm just off to get breakfast, and then we're picked up, myself and Jean Watson and her partner, at 8:30 to go to the opening ceremony of the 18th EFONS conference here in Taipei.
...of nursing scholars. The School of Nursing, National Taiwan University, is most honored to host EFONS this year. We thank you for joining us here today. Let's first invite our university president, Professor Pan Chiyang, the President of National Taiwan University, to deliver his opening remarks. National University of Singapore is
all come from Taiwan to say Chinese, 欢迎大家. Okay, 1, 2, 3,
欢迎大家.
That was the beginning of the gala dinner tonight, which was 3 hours of Chinese banquet food, which is not the best Chinese food for people who are not Chinese. Lots of seafood and all rather tasteless. I don't like it at all. Made worse by the fact there was no alcohol. And then constant entertainment from a saxophone player and a keyboard player and a singer who we were right next to, so we couldn't hear ourselves think. I must have had over 100 photographs taken with various groups of students from around the world. Essentially an excruciating evening, but it has to be